What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, January 19th, 2021 here, getting into the week. Tomorrow, of course, is Inauguration Day. We'll be talking a little bit about that. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And as usual, I'm going to do news until I run out of news, at which point we will open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations. Now, the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, is actually asking Americans not to come to the city for the inauguration of Joe Biden tomorrow. Apparently, the Secret Service has begun its preparations early. The National Guard has had a very visible, heavy presence, and more security is being brought on in. Bowser has asked for and received a pre-disaster declaration for Washington, D.C. by Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf and President Trump himself. Now, the chief of the National Guard, Dan Hawkinson, issued a statement yesterday that there are 65,000 soldiers and airmen now on duty. He sort of implied they're all in and around Washington, D.C., and they're going to be protecting the nation's capital. I have to be very honest. I don't, you know, unless somebody stages some kind of a riot, I'm not expecting there to be trouble in D.C. I mean, they could stage another riot at the Capitol building like they did back on the 6th. But outside of that, I don't think anybody even wants to really show up. You know, maybe they put those 65,000 people there, so at least there's some kind of an audience for Biden's inauguration here. All right. Story coming on out of Global Research. They're calling it Operation Lipstick on a Pig. And they're asking if the violent insurrection at the Capitol on the 6th was basically a retread of the 9/11 false flag that we're all familiar with here. And they're out there saying the media could not move faster to support the impeachment of Donald Trump and place the responsibility for inciting a violent insurrection at his feet. Now, whether it was the progressive magazine The Nation, the conservative newspaper The Wall Street Journal, or the revolutionary socialist website WSWS, the conclusion about Trump was the same. He had organized and led an armed group of dangerous extremists to seize control of the Congress in order to subvert the Constitution, yada, 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 yada. So that's basically what they're doing. And we're hearing all this talk from the Southern District of New York. They're moving ahead with investigations of Donald Trump. They do not want him coming back in 2024, and the fastest way they can do that is to convict him of a felony, because if he is guilty of a felony, he cannot run for public office again. So I'm expecting there's going to be some real dirty litigation. Story coming on out from shtfplan.com. Basically saying that the storming of the Capitol building was a turning point in many regards, but what's important is what it signals to the global community. Now, at the end of World War II, America represented democracy, the United States power and prestige. To invade other countries in the name of freedom and democracy hasn't really been challenged here. But what happened at the Capitol Hill incident is going to damage any future attempts at U.S. diplomacy to pressure countries to embrace Americanism, because they'll come back saying that American democracy is in itself broken. And they are absolutely right about that. Story coming on out of Your Destination Now. Retired General Barry McCaffrey is out there talking of fears of an insider attack on the Biden inaugural. Now, a lot of attention's been focused on the National Guard, and apparently two of them have already been told to leave D.C. For links to various militias. They are not going to be, they're going to be carrying rifles, but the ammo and magazines have been taken back. So lethal force is apparently off the table, at least for the moment here. But General McCaffrey is saying that he's worried about gun-carrying Republican congressmen being near the president. And this is just really getting out there. General Stanley McChrystal has gone over, joining his name to the ranks of military-industrial complex professionals supporting Joe Biden, and he is apparently involved in deploying military-grade information warfare tools against Trump supporters. So I guess the Civil War has begun. It's virtual, and hopefully it will stay that way. But it does look like we, you know, war has been declared on us. Katie Couric is out there saying that Trump supporters need to be deprogrammed. You know, like we're all the deplorables are brainwashed here. And apparently CNN ran a poll, and even after the events of January 6th, 75% of Republicans believe the 2020 election was stolen from President Donald Trump. The last poll I heard of Democrats had it at 30%. Now, interestingly enough, Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is out there saying that you do not have the right to say the election was rigged, that is not protected free speech. Of course it is. But I mean, you can tell how scared they are that so many Americans understand what happened this last November. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe is claiming that China interfered in the 2020 election, and that information was suppressed by the CIA management. Getting on out there. Now, we all know Mike Lindell. He's the MyPillow guy here, and he was recently threatened by Dominion Election Systems that they're going to sue him for talking about election fraud, and he has responded to that saying, I want Dominion to put up their lawsuit because we have 100% evidence that China and other countries used their machines to steal the election. And apparently the cancel culture is at work because Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's are dropping his line of products. So anyway... apparently, Black Lives Matter shut down a Seattle highway. All the agitators were arrested and then let go. Apparently, there was a sign painted on one car saying, all lives splatter. And corporate media is forced to admit that the nationwide pro-Trump protest panic was a little overblown. Remember, they said on Sunday there was going to be, you know, armed demonstrations in all 50 state capitals. It didn't happen. And Troy Thompson, who's a spokesman for the Department of General Services, said it was a non-event, and we are glad it was. And... but once again, they're out there propagandizing the people to demonize Trump and his supporters. Now, with the Sunday riot narrative having failed, apparently the FBI is out there trying to find other ways to create an anti-Trump narrative. And that's what the FBI does. They're the U.S. equivalent of the Gestapo here. Okay, now, U.S. House member and former CIA analyst Alisa Slotkin is arguing that the single greatest national security threat right now is our internal division. I actually do agree with her about that. She's now talking about the threat of domestic terrorism and the polarization that threatens our democracy. So Biden is getting ready to roll out new domestic terrorism laws in the wake of the D.C. protests here. Now, you want to talk about hypocrisy, okay? You know, Congress blocked Donald Trump's wall at every step of the way to close off the southern border. But walls are good, to surround the U.S. Capitol. And apparently they're going to put up a permanent fence to keep the lawmakers safe. And the public is not going to be allowed into the Capitol building anymore unless they are there on some kind of official business. So no more tourism. Over at the Council of Foreign Relations, they're afraid that American democracy, which translates as rule by unelected oligarchs, may be doomed by the populist forces that Trump's presidency has unleashed. And apparently there was a piece over the weekend from Yasha Munk titled, "After Trump, is American Democracy Doomed by Populism?" And Munk whines about the Capitol protests, which he called riots, and lamented the appeal of populist authoritarianism. In other words, we the people are going to choose our own leaders now and not just be told who's running the show for the benefit of the billionaires. Now, Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing Senate Democrat leader Charles Schumer to not move forward with an impeachment hearing for President Trump, insisting it would be an unnecessary effort that would further split the country. I'm in agreement with that as well. In a letter to Schumer, the South Carolina senator said the impeachment potential should only be used to protect a nation from harm from an incumbent president and not to vindicate political complaints after a president has left office. And, again, Dershowitz is saying it's not even constitutional to impeach the president after he's left office. Now, Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, without a shred of evidence, are out there now saying that Vladimir Putin ordered Donald Trump to launch the Capitol siege. And apparently, Hillary Clinton... Pelosi sat down with Clinton for an interview on Clinton's podcast, You and Me Both, yesterday, and just came out with this total nonsense here. Okay. So anyway, Clinton is out there saying, "I'd love to see his phone records." Well, good luck on that one here. All righty. Trump is taking a last stab at ridding Washington of entrenched deep state bureaucrats. He signed an executive order just yesterday prohibiting career bureaucrats, as opposed to presidential appointees, from authorizing and having the final word on new federal regulations. This has actually been a problem for quite a long time here. And the president chooses federal agency heads who exercise executive authority and implement the agenda. The American people, in electing the president, thereby have a role in choosing the individuals who govern them. However, some agencies have chosen to blur those lines of democratic accountability by allowing career officials to authorize, approve, and serve as the final word on regulations. So, anyway, Biden is going to visit Great Britain after becoming president here. He's going to be meeting with Boris Johnson. It will be his first international trip outside of North America as president. He's meeting with Boris Johnson to, quote, plot the destiny of the world. And apparently insiders in the Biden camp have pointed to the G7 meeting coming in June, which will be hosted by the UK in Cornwall, as the likely time of the meeting. So Boris is a conservative. Joe's a moderate Democrat. So they may be able to come to terms. But I mean, look at the arrogance of that statement. Plot the destiny of the world. That's very, very scary. All right, getting on to social media here. There's an article over at CNBC, no less, talking about Parler's deplatforming and how it shows the incredible power of cloud providers like Amazon. Now, I'm old-fashioned. I don't like cloud computing. I want to have a machine on my desk with enough storage for all my data. And I don't want to use the cloud. There are major problems with it. But according to this article, you know, getting kicked off Amazon Web Services is rare, but it does have enormous consequences. And they're talking about when Amazon dropped Parler, a social network that gained traction from conservatives after Twitter banned Donald Trump and housed content that encouraged violence. Parler filed suit against Amazon in federal district court in an attempt to stop Amazon from suspending the account. Amazon pushed back, requesting the court deny Parler's motion. Now, Parler's website is coming back online. They're obviously with a new hosting company, and they're hoping by the end of the month it'll all be back, the way it used to be. But the incident demonstrates the kind of power that Amazon wields almost uniquely because so many companies rely on it to deliver computing and data storage. Amazon controls 45% of the cloud infrastructure, more than any other company, according to estimates from technology research company Gartner. The app survived without being listed in Apple, Google's app stores, but getting sent away from the cloud was basically the death blow for Parler. But it is resurrecting even as we speak. Now, over at the Anti-Defamation League, they are hailing big tech censors. They're saying that CEOs are the fourth branch of government, the ADL is applauding their censoring the internet in accordance with the demands of the Anti-Defamation League, according to ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt. So corporate social media is very, very Israel-friendly, if you had not already guessed that. And they're going after all the alternatives. This is monopolistic behavior. It's trust behavior. There is a lobbying group that is suing Apple to get the free speech messaging platform Telegram removed from the App Store, claiming that it allows extremists to spread hate speech. And Telegram has seen a surge in users since Twitter and Facebook permanently suspended Trump. Last week, the service gained more than 25 million new users in just 72 hours, taking the total number of users to over 500 million. Now, the platform provides a service that believes in free speech and a strong privacy ethic, often polarizing itself from the likes of Facebook, owned WhatsApp, and Microsoft-owned Skype. Now, amid calls for the platform to be restricted, lobby group the Coalition for a Safer Web has called for it to be completely deleted from all the big tech app stores. In particular, the group has filed a lawsuit against Apple, alleging that it failed to hold Telegram accountable for violating their terms of service. So, you know, the hammer's coming down. They don't want you thinking or talking or listening to anything that is not the official narrative, whether it's the stolen 2020 election, the safety of vaccines, human-caused global warming, or the necessity for yet another bloody war. They're silencing the voice of the people. This flies right in the face of the First Amendment here. Now, apparently, over the weekend, Trump administration officials and top conservatives gathered in Las Vegas to discuss issues including woke tech and restoring law. Apparently, the tone was very critical, and they were very much in favor of some type of intervention to return protection of free speech to corporate social media. And it's absolutely important that that be done, or it's equally important that we support and protect the new up-and-coming free speech platforms, who are obviously under attack here. Getting into some other political news here, Mike Huckabee says that Kamala Harris could be impeached given the standard used against Trump. And basically, the reasoning behind the House of Representatives' second impeachment would also apply to Kamala Harris, and she should face the same punishment. Okay. Now, we did a little flashback here where Kamala Harris openly endorsed and funded bail for seditious insurrectionist riots and laughingly promoted solidarity with violent 2020 rioters who killed dozens, causing billions of dollars in damage. Now, here's an interesting little revelation about what's coming. Mike Pompeo, despite being the worst Secretary of State ever, wants to be the flag bearer for Trumpism in the 2024 election. So Trump is going to run again unless they can stick him with a felony or something else happens. But if we don't clean up that election fraud mess, Trump doesn't stand a chance. It's going to be Democrat from now until the sun swallows the earth. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New
York.
Welcome
back to our show here. And again, a friendly nudge and reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continued support. If we're to go on fighting for freedom of speech, freedom of ideas, freedom of thought against this very dystopian tyranny which looms over us right now. The only way we're going to get the big money out of politics is for the little money to unite together in the common cause of restoring our republic. So once again, a reminder, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And, of course, all of this information is at the top of republicbroadcasting.org. And the network thanks you. All righty. Let's see. No, I did not. Apparently, we have T-shirts for a $100 donation. I'm just now getting this information from our control room. They have to mail in or call in and leave the address and size. So if you want an RBN t-shirt, Go ahead and call the number again. Biden has just arrived at Joint Base Andrews for the inauguration tomorrow, and apparently Donald Trump taped his farewell address, and that will be airing very, very soon. Trump is going to be flying out of D.C. Before Biden is sworn in, and in that way he gets to take one last ride on Air Force One. All right, getting into some other news here. Talk about a weird story here. Over in Baltimore, Dante Barksdale, who's an anti-gun violence activist, and he worked as the director of Baltimore's Safe Streets program, is dead after being shot in the head. And apparently Safe Streets tries to mediate disputes in the hopes of de-escalating conflicts. Obviously, didn't do a very good job this time. So let's talk about COVID-19. It's still out there, and it's still a problem. Apparently, up in Seattle, they have decided that fire department paramedics will be going door to door starting on Thursday to vaccinate residents of adult family homes throughout the city. And the city of Seattle approved late last week as a distributor of COVID-19 vaccine. Mayor Jenny Durkan announced, and the city refers to anyone employed and currently accepting a paycheck from the city government of Seattle. So the vaccines are now mandatory for employment in Seattle. And, the propaganda is nonstop. No travel without the vaccine. Okay, over in Europe, the Dutch government, the Dutch police, rather, blasted an anti-lockdown protest with water cannon, charged them on horseback, and attacked them with dogs. And apparently, this was a banned protest, and it took place near the famous museums in Amsterdam, like the Van Gogh Museum and the Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam. And apparently, the excuse for the crackdown was the people were not practicing social distancing, and very few of the people wore masks, which are not mandatory. But they were still saying that was a reason. Germany is going to introduce tougher restrictions in the pandemic battle. They're going to extend its nationwide lockdown until the end of the month and introduce new tougher restrictions in a bid to get control of surging coronavirus infections. And the new rules are currently being discussed by Chancellor Merkel and the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states. And it will, for the first time, ban non-essential travel for residents of hard-hit areas all over Germany. Now, somebody came up with a really good idea. One of the reasons the vaccine rollout is so slow is because the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have to be kept at such a cold temperature, minus 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, over in Italy, there's an aircraft company, Tecnam, and they took one of their 11-seater planes, took the seats out, and converted it into a flying freezer that can transport 115,000 doses of vaccine and keep it at 122 degrees below zero Fahrenheit while in flight. So they're going to be able to start getting larger shipments and deliveries of the vaccine. Now, we've been talking about this woman who suffered convulsions after taking the Pfizer jab. I think it was just yesterday, she was getting worse. Apparently, she is now being screened for permanent neurological damage. And according to her son, she's getting worse every day. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
Welcome back to our show here, and right now they are playing the tape of Trump's farewell speech, and so far it's just he's thanking everybody, and now he's talking about the protests back on the 6th. Not quite up to Eisenhower, I'm afraid, but we'll see what he says for the rest of the speech here. All right, getting on back to the news of COVID, apparently over in Japan, as the coronavirus second wave has hit, suicides have jumped 16%. This was measured from July to October of last year compared to the same period the previous year. And apparently the 3-month interval coincided with Japan's second wave of coronavirus outbreaks. Now, you need to remember, in Japan, suicide is considerably more acceptable than it is here, in the United States. In fact, in Japan, life insurance will actually pay off if you commit suicide, which does not happen here. Now, apparently, an alleged cache of email exchanges between EU officials and the European Medicines Agency show that the drug regulator was uncomfortable about fast-tracking approval for the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And apparently the European Medicines Agency claimed the contents of the messages, which were obtained by hackers and published on the dark web, were tampered with in order to undermine confidence in the drugs without providing further details. Anyway, getting away from COVID, over at Bayer, they're trying to wrap up all of the lawsuits regarding Roundup and glyphosate. And apparently, 7 months after Bayer announced plans for a sweeping settlement of the Roundup cancer litigation, the German owner of Monsanto continues to work to settle tens of thousands of claims brought by people suffering from cancer they say was caused by Monsanto's weed-killing products. On Wednesday, one more case appeared to find closure, although the plaintiff did not live to see it. Lawyers for Jaime Alvarez Calderon agreed earlier this week to a settlement offered by Bayer after U.S. District Judge Vince Cabrera on Monday denied summary judgment in favor of Monsanto, allowing the case to move closer to a trial. Okay. Now, the settlement will go to Alvarez's four sons because their 65-year-old father, who was a winery worker in Napa County, died just over a year ago from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which has been linked to the use of glyphosate and exposure to glyphosate. All right. Donald Trump has proclaimed January 22nd, this coming Friday, as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. And, of course, this comes out of his pro-life views, and he's officially proclaimed Friday as National Sanctity of Human Life Day. The day also marks the 48th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade ruling by the Supreme Court, which legalized abortion nationwide. Since that decision, more than 62 million Americans have been killed by abortion, according to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All right, let's get into the international news now. Apparently, according to the news sources, there were explosions reported south of Baghdad in the Iraq town of Jurf al-Sakar overnight on Monday in what are suspected to be U.S. airstrikes, although nothing has been confirmed. Nine people died in the incident, according to Arab news outlets. Sources close to Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, a group of mostly Shia state-sponsored militias, told Iran's press TV the attacks were carried out by F-16 warplanes and drones. Press TV also said the location of the alleged airstrikes was where PMF forces and Kitab Hezbollah used to be stationed, although they said the attacks targeted and killed members of Iraq's regular army. Although there is speculation that the U.S. is responsible, a senior Pentagon official told Fox News reporter Jennifer Griffin, there were no strikes on Iraq on Monday. And if you believe that, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. All righty, over at the New York Times, and I need to back up and give you the backstory here. Israel's leading human rights group, B'Tselem, declared for the first time Israel is an apartheid regime, which was an announcement that really didn't surprise too many people. But the fact that it was being openly announced, of course, upset Israel. So over at the New York Times, they're ignoring the story, you know, and you know, they're vocal about opposing the BDS campaign, but they definitely do not want, you know, so far, don't want to carry this story here. Now, probably a lot of you have heard of Canary Mission. This is a website that lists the enemies of Israel. And apparently a lot of people use this website as a resource to basically professionally destroy people, you know, who are opposed to Israel's policies, especially with regard to the right of Palestinians. And Canary Mission features a list of individual scholars, activists, professors, and others work who opposes the Israeli political position. So it's part of the cancel culture here. Meanwhile, leaders of major Israel advocacy groups in the U.S. are calling on the incoming Biden administration to further suppress Palestinian rights activism on college campuses. Now, I remember when I went to college, that's where you got exposed to all different points of view so you could make up your mind what you were going to be when you graduated here. But apparently, the Israel lobby sent a letter on the 12th of January. They make no mention of the event 6 days prior regarding the Capitol building and tried to claim that anti-Semitism was behind the attack on the Capitol building. Over in Saudi Arabia, five people who committed crimes in Saudi Arabia as minors have yet to have their death sentences revoked, according to two rights groups, 9 months after the Kingdom's Human Rights Commission announced an end to capital punishment for juvenile offenders. Now, the statement did not specify a timeline, but the rights groups are saying, should be now. Russia has now officially withdrawn from the Open Skies Treaty following the United States withdrawal from the Open Skies Treaty. And the reason is very simple, because Russia doesn't want the United States NATO allies flying over their territory and spying on behalf of the United States. So again, things are heading toward war. Secretary Mike Pompeo's announcement that the United States was lifting all self-imposed limitations on U.S. official contacts with Taiwan's government may have created an immediate foreign policy crisis for Joe Biden. And it is. It's a real mess over there. And I guess this is Trump's farewell gift to Joe Biden. Meanwhile, the United States has completely withdrawn its last troops from Somalia. This was announced by U.S. Africa Command, and they're talking about the troops are being repositioned ahead of the deadline in a presidential directive last December, ordering the troop removal by mid-January. Well, we're just a few days past mid-January. Meanwhile, the Pentagon is beginning the process of purging Confederate names from military bases and other property. This is to satisfy a congressional directive that is included in the 2021 defense policy bill that will result in the renaming of at least 10 Army bases and possibly two Navy ships that honor heroes of the Confederacy. So our history is getting erased. Now, there is something going on over at Fort Bliss, and I know they've got a new commander, but it's weird. There is a soldier, 27 years old, who reportedly committed suicide before two other officers were killed in separate traffic accidents. And 2 weeks after a female soldier died, having made a sexual assault allegation. So I don't know. It's just too coincidental for me. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. Direct deposits of the new $1,200 stimulus checks will start arriving Wednesday, with banks alerted tonight which accounts will be receiving these transfers to. Paper checks for people who don't have bank accounts are still weeks away. And notice how the money has come down. Biden was talking $2,000, then it was going to be $1,400, so that with the $600 you already got, it was $2,000. Now it's down to $1,200, so they're already reneging on the deal here. And Democrats are already suggesting more checks will be needed to keep people afloat. Okay, what we need is a revitalized manufacturing economy that provides good-paying jobs. That's what's going to get this nation going again. All righty. Now, Democrats have the legislative path to push through the $1.9 trillion American Rescue and Recovery Plan through the back door if they really wanted to. It's called a budget reconciliation. Now, this is the mechanism that allows Democrats to vote on the plan, which will ease their path and relieve them from having to gain the support of at least 10 Republicans in order to reach the 61 total yes votes needed. Okay. And Biden presented the plan in a way that aims to unite the country by hoping that Republican senators agree to it. But $1.9 trillion is a huge, huge sum. Now, Republicans can't just abandon all logic and agree to this stimulus plan in the name of uniting the country. The markets, seeing through Biden's weakness, are not happy with the delays that are projected with this plan. Meanwhile, we all know about hideous government waste, and here's a good example. Biden has already announced that he is going to cancel the permit for the Keystone XL pipeline projects as one of his first acts in office, may even be the first day, Thursday. And interestingly enough, they've already spent $9 billion building what currently exists of that pipeline. Talk about a huge, huge waste. Okay, Max Kaiser has an article over at Russia Today, and apparently they're looking at the lockdown carnage in the world of small businesses. Max Kaiser is saying we're back to medievalism, and he points out that if you give the worst amongst us the money printer, so they could just print untold sums without restraint, then it's like, imagine if Charles Manson was running the central bank uninterrupted for 20 years. And so he's basically saying that the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, is the serial killer of small businesses. And we're seeing so many small businesses go under right now. Up in San Francisco, they're calling it Texodus. And the Texodus and the unwind of office hogging sink the office market. Sublease explodes, leasing freezes up, rents are dropping. And Oracle has announced last month it's going to move its corporate headquarters from Redwood City in Silicon Valley to its campus in Austin, Texas. And they put up their 17-story office tower in San Jose up for sale. And apparently, the Texodus has now put four of the five floors it leases in San Francisco on the sublease market. So, bad things up there. Even the director of Biden's National Economic Council is admitting the economy is spiraling downward, and we have seen that coming for a long time. Meanwhile, Twitter shares continue to fall even more following the Trump ban. And last week, CNBC analyst Jim Cramer warned that Twitter's stock could slide even further because of Trump's ban. Well, it's not just the fact that they banned Trump. It's the fact that everybody all of a sudden realized they don't support freedom of speech, and that if you say the wrong thing, you could have your account locked or terminated. And who wants to do business with a service like that? And that's why Gab is taking off. Parler is making a comeback, and along with the Telegram and Signal. You know, the old corporate social media is being abandoned because they don't support one of our most basic fundamental rights, which is freedom of speech. Another article, this one coming out of American Wealth Max, saying that what is needed right now is not a federal minimum wage increase. Workers just need more jobs. And, you know, because raising the minimum wage is going to eliminate available work. Now, I'd like to see everybody suitably compensated for what they do. But the hard reality for small businesses, especially with the COVID pandemic, is if the minimum wage is raised, yeah, they're going to start firing people. And that's not a solution here. Another article over here on investment search dynamics. Yeah, investment research dynamics, rather. 2020 was an interesting year, to say the least. One aspect of the markets that is not mentioned in the corporate media is that gold turned in its best year since 2010. Skepticism with regard to the durability of the rally in gold and silver imposed restraint on the mining stocks as the stock segment of the 2020 precious metals rally lagged the returns on gold and silver. always a good idea to have some gold and silver. Now, in this coronavirus crisis, China is making out very well because they have got a major, major plastics industry. And they are, in fact, dominant in all things plastic. And a lot of plastic is used up in medical equipment. And, you know, everybody around the world has to go to Chinese companies to get their supply. And the pandemic has helped the petrochemicals industry make up for losses in oil and gas demand because plastics are tied to the oil industry. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news, and apparently Tesla has released a video of its new tabless battery and Roadrunner production line, and Elon Musk shared the video saying the casting machine will make full-size cars in the same way toy cars are made. So they're calling it the Hot Wheels production line. And over at Gab, Elon Musk is talking about running for president in 2024. Getting into the world of immigration here, over in London, apparently there was a huge melee with up to 40 males who were fighting a street battle with swords, knives, and broken bottles. You know, this was despite England's draconian anti-coronavirus lockdown. The Metropolitan Police officers covering Ealing reported on social media they had responded to a large fight in Southall involving up to 40 males fighting with swords and bottles, managing to chase two from the scene and detain them after they were identified as having carried swords during the fight. They were arrested for violent disorder and affray, but as yet, there's no word on whether any of the remaining 38 or so have since been apprehended. Okay. Now, over in Arizona, they are considering a bill to make Arizona a Second Amendment sanctuary state. The bill will ban all state aid in federal anti-gun activity. And apparently they're going to keep state resources from assisting in any federal activity they consider contrary to the Second Amendment. And apparently some other states like Alaska, Idaho, Kansas, and Wyoming have already passed similar measures. So there's going to be a fight over the guns here. Over in Southern California, apparently they're dealing with more wildfires. They're elevating the fire risk for Southern California again this week. And they're looking at utility companies to cut power to more than 280,000 homes and businesses to prevent wildfires this week. Apparently, Southern California's utility companies have not been maintaining the power lines, and they're apparently very fragile. We know that some of these wildfires they're dealing with were started with broken wires coming on down and pouring the electricity into the ground here. So Edison International, Southern California Edison, tweeted a warning Sunday that strong winds and unseasonably dry weather are bringing the risk of wind-driven wildfires to some areas of Southern California and may prompt public safety power shutoffs. Now, a big part of the problem is the land has not been properly managed. Now, the liberal agenda was to let it go back to nature and let it go wild. But, you know, nature has fires. Wild areas have fires. And I think they just wanted to make sure that the money was available for various other liberal agendas and not being spent on the forests here. Okay, apparently, we got to take a break here. For station identification, we're going to open the phone lines, area code 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.